everyone. Today we are going to talk about how to play Fortnite on Xbox. And yes, you can play Fortnite on PlayStation and PC, but I play on Xbox. I'm going to be telling you guys how to play on Xbox. Now, you may have heard about the game when it first came out on July 25th, 2017. And ever since it came out, it hasn't been popular until like the end of 2017. And ever since that, Epic Games, the owner of Fortnite, has been doing partnerships with Apple so that you can play Fortnite Mobile on iOS devices on March 12th. And then 4 months later, on August 9th, 2018, they made a partnership with Samsung so that when Samsung releases their new Galaxy device, you can get it on Samsung devices and then later on Android devices. And now that you know a little more about the game, I'm going to tell you what the game really is. The game is a shooter game with a max amount of 100 online players, where you can either play alone or with friends in duos or squads. If you play duos, where you play with you and one other friend. If you play squads, you play with you and three other people. And now, when you're ready to play, you click the ready button. And from there, it will transport you to a battle bus. And the battle bus is a bus with a hot air balloon flying on top of the Fortnite map. When you're exactly on top of the map, there's an option to jump off, and you jump off the bus and you skydive to your location. Now, in your location, there are many different parts. You can either choose to go to the action-packed game, the semi-action-packed game, and the no action packed game. And what I mean game, I mean like locations on the map. If you want the action packed game, you go to Tilted Towers. That's where mostly around 50-40 people go there. But if you like don't want an action packed game, but you still want enough action to have fun and stuff, then you go over to like either Retail Row or Salty Springs. And then you're like, okay, that's cool, but what if I just started the game like 2 days ago and all I want to do is see how the game works? Well, then you go over to either Wailing Woods or Lonely Lodge, and usually one person goes there, but you're usually most of the times alone. And from there you can open up chests and get guns and then eliminate the people. Now you might be thinking, well, how do I get the chests, or do I have to buy the chests? And I'm going to tell you this. You don't have to buy the chest, and to get the guns, you have to open the chest like I said before, but the chest spawn randomly inside buildings. Now, sometimes it's 100% of the times it spawns there, other times it's not, but most of the times it does spawn there. But when you open up the chest, it gives you lots of different guns. Now you pick up the guns and they're in your slots, then you select the slot you want and it pops up the gun you have there, and from there you can shoot people with it and stuff like that. And that's only one part of the game. The other part of the game is building. Now, building is an important part of the game, because with building you can get high ground, block the gunshots and bullets from the other players, and get the high ground. Now in the game, high ground is very important, because from there it's easier for you to kill the other players and harder for the other players to kill you, because they have to be looking up and not watching their surroundings. And if they start running away, you can easily snipe them with the sniper. Now to build, there are many settings in the game using your controller. The one that it gives you right off the bat is Combat Pro. And now, from Combat Pro, you have to switch either to Builder Pro or Custom Keybinds. Now, the Builder Pro is good because every build thing, like the floor, ramp, wall, or the mini pyramids, have a specific button. While in Combat Pro, each build is in the same button, you have to keep switching it on. So if you want to click like floor, but floor is in the middle of Combat Pro, then you have to click pass through the first one and the second one to get to the middle. But in Builder Pro, all you gotta do is click one button, already pops up there, or click the other button to pop out another thing. It's that simple. But if you use custom keybinds, you can make it so in whatever button you want it to be in, it will be there. So you can make like your A button be floor, your keypad be like wall or something like that. And with that, it'll make you be a better builder. So you can build faster, so you can beat the build fights. And build fights are important because what people do there is they start building really high up to try and shoot you. And the reason they start building really high up is to either get the high ground or to just kill you fast. But you need to know how to build up higher than him and faster to kill him fast. If you don't build fast, it is 100% guaranteed you will not win. Unless the final person sucks at building too, then it kind of, it like averages out to each other, so just like whoever shoots better. But if you don't know how to build, you will most likely never win. Now you might be thinking, well, what guns do I have to use? Because from what I've heard, there's like rocket launchers, burst assault rifles, pistols, silenced pistols, silenced assault rifles, and I'm telling you, you need to have all of those, not like all every gun, but at least one gun from each category. Now, you might be thinking, okay, but what guns? Well, you have to use, well, for me, I like putting my assault rifle in the first slot. And for the early and to the middle of the game, it's better to have a gray, green, or blue assault rifle. Now, gray is common, green is uncommon, and blue is rare. But towards the end of the game, you want to have a purple or legendary assault rifle. Purple is epic and legendary is legendary. And then from there on, that's like for the medium long range fights. Now, in my second slot, I like having a shotgun for those close range fights. There are tactical shotguns, pump shotguns, and heavy shotguns. The tactical shotguns are good because they shoot really fast, but are bad because they don't do a lot of damage. The pump shotguns are good because they do a lot of damage, but it takes longer for them to shoot. But the heavy shotgun, I think, is the best just because it has just enough damage to be really good, and it shoots pretty fast. It's slower than the tactical shotgun, but faster than the pump shotgun. And if you shoot the heavy shotgun, it shoots really far. And on my next slot, I like having a submachine gun or a compact submachine gun, or SMG or compact SMG. Now, every gun comes in gray, green, and blue, and epic and legendary, purple legendary. Except the shotgun. The shotgun depends, like which ones you get and if you're lucky. But at the beginning of the game, you want to have a gray, a green, or a blue. But towards the end of the game, like I said, you want to have purple or legendary. And then in my next slot, I like having explosives to take down the builds from other players. You can either choose grenades, dynamite, the stink bombs, which do 5 damage every 0.5 seconds, and the rocket launcher, the grenade launcher, the quad launcher, and the quad launcher shoots 4 rockets at the same time, and stuff like that. And then your last spot, this is the most important spot of all. You need to have meds, so you can heal. There are either bandages, which heal, if I remember right, I think it's like 15 health each bandage, or a med kit, which takes you from 0 to 100, or you can use shields, which make your shields go higher. But if you're going to use shields, use 2 mini shields first, then 1 big shield second, so you can get 100 shield and 100 health. But pretend you don't have any of that, and all you have is a chug jug. Drink the chug jug. It takes 15 seconds, but it gives you full health and full shield, and it's really good. But pretend in the explosives part, you don't have any explosives, but you have a sniper, so put a sniper in the explosives. I would recommend picking up the heavy sniper, the hunting rifle, or the regular sniper, but never the semi-auto sniper, because it doesn't do lots of damage and it's not even good. Now, there are also some guns that are not good for anything, like no close range, no far range, no medium range, nothing. And these are the pistols, every type of pistol, silenced pistol, normal pistol, stuff like that. And the scoped assault rifles. Those are guns that really do not work for anything just because the pistols, the damage is not good. Yes, it shoots a lot, but it won't kill the player. And the scoped assault rifle, yes, even though it has a scope, it's really hard to hit the shots on that just because it takes a long time for the bullet to travel. And then, you can use them in certain ways, like if you're really close or like if the guy isn't moving, then you can get the guy with the scoped assault rifle or the pistol. But other than that, it's not a good gun. Podcast has helped you figure out how to play Fortnite and what to do in Fortnite. Now, thanks for listening, and let's go get that win.